My father's position was very simply that the stopping of breathing is a point of that's death. It doesn't matter if the heart is functioning or it doesn't function. So long as he stops breathing, he's considered dead. That's the way he explained the Gemara in Yumen. That's the way he said they always did in Europe when the clever Kaddisha went to test if a person is dead or not. And he's always just to test his breathing and nothing else. I'll repeat again the same thing. If the breathing has stopped, then he's considered dead. And that's it. Nothing else.
Even if the heart's still beating.
Right.
Right.
And anything else is not a contrarian. That's all.
Right.
Now, if all those guidelines go with those guidelines, he would agree with it. And if it doesn't, he doesn't agree with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I understand. I mean, once the person is dead and someone's available to give the organ, why not?
Right. Do you think Rav Moshe would have encouraged people to sign organ donor cards?
I doubt it, but I don't know.
In your opinion, what's the reason that Rav Moshe's opinion on brain death is so shrouded in mystery? Or there's many different sides on how to understand Rav Moshe. I mean, what?
There's only one way. I don't think anybody argues that point. It's very simple, cessation of breathing. I don't think anybody ever said differently.
Right, but when Rav Mordechai Tendler wrote up the healthcare proxy for the RCA...
Rav Moshe Tendler.
When Rav Moshe Tendler wrote up the healthcare proxy, many people came out and were saying not necessarily he is, the, you know, that he has a real understanding of Rav Moshe. Many people were saying, voicing that opinion.
It never changed. It depends how you want to word it. If I tell you cessation of breathing and you say, oh, that brain death is that, I don't agree with that. I don't know anything about brain death. Quote me correctly. That's all, nothing else. And that's the whole argument against Rabbi Tendler.
Because he translated cessation of breathing into brain death.
Yeah, fine. He might be 100% right. I'm not even disputing the point. But what's the difference? He could say this... brain dead cannot breathe, and therefore he is considered dead. That's the way it should be worded. He was very makpid that its words should not be changed. Quote him as is. He cannot breathe. Nothing else.
So it was just due to the wording.
That's
the way
it. So I'm saying so. That was the dispute, the original dispute. There were people disputed Rabbi Tendler's opinion that brain death is stopping of breathing. That's all. And if he's 100% right, no one's going to argue with him.
So you're saying, in your opinion, if it's proven medically what Rabbi Tendler is saying, that would definitely be Rav Moshe's opinion.
Right. 100%.
But you're not sure that it has been proven, you're saying?
I have no idea. I'm not saying I'm sure, I'm not sure. It's not my field, I don't know.
Right.
My father's at Sal's position of what constitutes death is when a person cannot breathe on his own. It doesn't matter if his heart is working or is not working.
Would it then be your opinion that Rav Moshe then would encourage organ donation in that situation?
And one has nothing to do with the other. If you're talking about here's a patient available for a heart transplant, fine. He would definitely encourage it. If you're talking about put it into the tank or whatever you want to call it, I doubt if he would agree with it. Again, I can't vouch for it, but I doubt. I think my whole purpose here is just to verify the position of stopping of breathing, and I think... my services are ended.
Thank you very, very much. I appreciate it.